Hello, dear listeners. It is I, the Duchess's Jester, once again coming to you from Her Majesty's carriage, the Lady Demora. And it is a Monday evening as I record this. I have reassumed the salt mine workday mentality, and I am ready to go home. So how are you? What have you been up to? Well, let's see. Over the weekend, we had an out-of-town guest. Hubby's best friend, Tommy, made his way down from the Great White North, an area that I'm going to call Fort Maple. And he had quite a drive. We were expecting him on Saturday, and he actually showed up a little bit early, so I had to scramble to pick the place up, as Hubby was at work that day. And since the two have known each other well longer than Hubby and I have been acquainted, I decided I would make a run to the store so they'd have some more time. I got pizza and ice cream and all the things that we would normally not be allowed to have on our weekday living course. But it was perfectly fine for a cheat day. So we enjoyed our visit. We always seem to have a fun time when Tommy's in town. However, it was a little disappointing as he seemed rather exhausted. As it turns out, he had actually visited some friends the day before in the next town over, whereas I was expecting him to continue his way into town to visit friends. It was actually the opposite. And usually when Tommy's in town, we make a day of it. We go out and do shopping, we grab lunch or dinner, and sometimes catch a movie. And for whatever reason, Tommy just didn't seem up for that kind of action. We did sit around and watch Star Trek Discovery. He was a couple of episodes behind. It was good to hear that he also is enjoying the new series. There are, in my opinion, far too many fans who aren't giving the show a fair chance. It's only partway through its first season, and if you dig deep enough, you'll see that when the Star Trek The Next Generation series came out in the mid to late 80s, it had a rather harsh reception as well. So give it time, folks. So let's see. I do wish we had had more time with Tommy, but Hubby and I managed to make use of the rest of the day. Tommy actually left a little bit early on Sunday, as he had a long drive ahead of him. And we decided to have not really a celebration, but sort of a bucket list dinner on Sunday. Maybe bucket list isn't the right wording, but we had a double dip of off the wagon that weekend. Recently, Hubby has switched doctors, whereas he had a different one than me. Now we're both patients with the same doctor. And as part of that, he had some blood work done. Well, a year ago, come the holidays, Hubby was experiencing what some might call symptoms of high blood pressure. And this troubled him at the time because both his mother and his grandfather have been known to have chest pains. But at the time, we saw it as stress level and poor eating choices. Now, of course, you listeners will know that over the course of the last 6+ months, we've been on a journey to explore a healthier way of life. Well, it was very surprising to learn that when hubby got his blood work results back in, that they were indicating he had high cholesterol. And this was just something that was very surprising, because we go to great lengths to eat very healthy in our house nowadays. I've lost 80 pounds. I mean, I've mentioned that I've been overweight since high school. So this is, you know, a milestone for me. And I turned 40 this year, so it was kind of important that I get in shape if I don't want an early expiration like some of the men in my family. But regardless, we're struggling to figure out how hubby could have high cholesterol when most of our meals at home consist of things like broiled chicken breast and ground turkey, egg whites, and all sorts of vegetables. We don't have pot roast, you know, nothing dripping with gravy, nothing of the sort is in our household. So we're struggling to figure out what it is that could cause this. And at present, hubby is trying an experiment. You see, he's not one to be excited about medications or wonder drugs. So it's not in his nature to just call up the doctor and make an appointment so he can get on a maintenance drug for cholesterol in this case. And so hubby has decided that he's going to try and eliminate artificial sweeteners from his diet. And I just have to say, more power to you, honey, because I don't know that I could do it. You see, many years ago, my dearly departed father had to give up smoking, which he was a smoker since he was 13. He gave up smoking so that he could have surgery. And shortly after having surgery, he learned he was diabetic, which, in all honesty, should have come as no surprise, because this is something that we have since learned can be passed on through your DNA, your heredity. And my biological grandmother did have diabetes. So, I mean, this is a man who used to skip school to go to the movies because his parents are going through a messy divorce, and he always had a candy dish throughout the house. So it must have crushed him to learn that he couldn't have his candy anymore. And in that same vein, if you will, I am struggling to put myself in hubby's place. I couldn't do it. It would be very difficult for me to remove all elements of flavor like that. And why I'm saying that is, I'm not a fan of black coffee. And each morning with our oatmeal, we put syrup on it. And these are all things with artificial sweeteners. So I just can't imagine what he is having to do, the kind of mindset he's having to put himself in, that he has to remove all this flavor from his life. And I am still struggling myself, mean, it wasn't all that long ago that I would buy, you know, 2 and 3 items from the vending machine and not look at the calorie count on them. I would just sit there and my happy little round boy day and stuff my face as I pedaled my way through the workday. And now I'm listening to more podcasts and I'm paying attention to my calorie counts. I still go to the vending machine now and then, but, you know, it's not for that Snickers bar or that pack of peanut butter cookies that's 500 plus calories and some 60 grams of carbs. You know, it's for things more like the pork rinds or the hard-boiled eggs. I've talked about these things before. So, yes, poor hubby has high cholesterol, and we are in a new track to see what we can do to eliminate that from our lives, because the holidays will be upon us shortly, and this will be sort of the anniversary of our turning point, where we decided that we needed to do something about the lives that we were leading so that we would have not only longer lives, but, you know, more years together. So, hubby has given me a short list here. Not a honey-do list, but an errands list. So I've got to pick up a handful of things here on the way home. But tonight, we're going to resume our Halloween entertainment. We've been watching old TV specials for Halloween, and I've mentioned a couple of them in the prior episode to this. But I'm going to see what we can find online and have some spooky fun at home with our dinner, and see if we can have a nice start to this week before the crazier days are closer and certainly much more near than ahead. So, the latest episode of The Faraway Nearby is now available for download, episode 33, called What's Up, Doc, featuring Dr. Ken of the Starboard Power Coupling. If you'll go on over to tfnpodcast.com, let us know how you enjoyed that. As always, you can tweet me at tfndj, and you can email me at djstarsage@gmail.com. I have an update from the Duchess. As you may know, recently, in the past year, she's been in and out of hospitals for this and that procedure, and she is a woman of a certain age, but, you know, confidentiality intact here. She's had some recent problems that need her attention, so she may not be able to join us for our live show this weekend, which is on Saturday, October 28th, at 5 p.m. Eastern, pride48.com. So just be advised that she is in recovery mode. She'll be all right, but she may not be able to join us. I do have a special guest lined up, but I don't want to give that away just yet. So be sure to tune in on Saturday so you can find out who our guest is. And we are going to be talking about memories of Halloween and parties you might have been to, or we might have been to, trick-or-treat experiences and scary movies. So It will be a little bit of Halloween fun just before we hit All Hallows Eve. So, alrighty, folks. I hope your week is off to a good start. And we will talk to you later. That's all for now. Bye-bye.
This program is a proud member of UniVoz. Unified, unique voices. Learn more at UniVozPods.net.